So you may not know this, but a few years ago, John had auditioned and tried out to become the stadium announcer at Petco Park for the Padres.
There's a blast from the past. More than a few years ago, madam. Mm-hmm. And I didn't just try out.
No, you made it quite a ways in.
I made it at the top three.
Okay.
And didn't get the job.
Oh, I know. And you were really excited about it.
Of course I was.
But afterwards,
kind of
I think afterwards you were kind of relieved.
Well, I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know how I was going to do this job and that job. That was the goal. I didn't think I was going to get as far as I did. Frankly, I kind of think the Padres,
they let you get it.
Maybe strung me along so I could use my big mouth to talk about it. Either way, it was a thrill of a lifetime. I got to announce one inning of a major league game. It was a spring training game, but it was still a dream come true to announce a big league roster. I'm getting chills thinking about it right now.
Well, apparently you're still trying to break into that business.
No, that was... What is this?
Sunday gets called to the Pods, knocks a bomb, wins the game for us on Sunday.
What am I listening?
So
that's me?
This is audio of you at the game on Wednesday, apparently being a play-by-play announcer.
Has a chance right now to, at the very least, to tie the game. Base is loaded. One out.
Get through.
Not going to happen.
Where...
I have my people. Well, I thought it was kind of cute that you were sitting there being the, you know, kind of like a play-by-play person on it.
Okay, I wasn't being kind of like a play-by-play. Well, it kind of sounds exactly like that.
All
right, well, let me explain. First of all, I had no idea that you were recording me. I don't know who was recording me. I actually, myself, was recording because I was trying, you see, now in your face all over the place, I was trying to get show content. And I thought it'd be really, really, really cool if the guy that we just brought up, this Austin Hayes story, which has been fascinating. Austin Hayes was out of work last week.
Right.
Gets a call Sunday morning. Hey, you want to come play baseball for the Padres?
Yeah.
Okay. Goes and plays baseball for the Padres. Only hits the game-winning home run. It was a beautiful Cinderella story.
Yeah.
And he got up again on Wednesday. And I thought it'd be cool to capture that live while it happened to maybe use for social media.
Right.
It didn't happen. As you can hear from my riveting play-by-play, he hit out play over, inning over, nothing happened. So yeah, the only reason I didn't send it to you, so he didn't get the hit. So it was, I don't even know how you got that, weirdo. But you got it, and go ahead, make your fun. Yes, I guess I was doing play-by-play, but it was for possible show content.
Next time you gotta actually be a little more animated and loud.
Well,
there's a reason
why I'm not an actual play-by-play guy.
You sounded more like a golf announcer than a baseball announcer.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, man. Maybe I was also not trying to bother people around me, not knowing that someone was, like, looking at me and weird. All right, anyway, yes, I do. I would love to do that someday. You know why I worship Don Arcillo so much and Jesse Agler. Those guys are great. They've got a job that I don't love my job, but, I mean, come on. Talk baseball all day?
Right.
Hey, please hang out with us because at 7:35, our KSON Country Christmas headliner, Max McNown, tickets go on sale for that show today, by the way. He's going to be joining us, checking in, seeing how you're doing. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Kurt. Kurt is in Ramona. Hi, Kurt.
Good morning.
Do me a favor, pal. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Absolutely. Tammy, I hate to ask you this, but would you give us some privacy for a few moments?
You bet.
Wow. Kurt, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. Five San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also got to let you know, Kurt, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Legendary rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot had a birthday this week. According to his legendary song, he likes big what? And he cannot lie.
He likes big butts.
This week, we celebrated National Vinyl Record Day. Sunday, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan will be at Petco. Which one of them released their debut record first?
Luke Bryan.
Also this week, National Middle Child Day. Who is the middle child on The Simpsons?
I have no idea.
Marvel was fined $160,000 by the city of San Diego over a huge Avengers Doomsday ad that was supposedly a potential safety hazard. Who's playing Dr. Doom in the upcoming Avengers Doomsday movie?
I'm not an Avengers fan, so I don't know.
Okay, and finally, Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. He says, quote, it was too late. I just didn't care. I needed them to be on board when I was confused about everything. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz, but had a career comeback in the 90s playing Principal Himbry from Woodsboro High School in what slasher film?
I do not know.
All right, let's get Tam back in. All right, Kurt, what's happening with you?
Just showing up for work.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a teaching assistant at Miramar College.
Oh, right on, man. Well, we love when educated people listen to our show. Was it a mistake?
You know, sometimes you just got to dumb yourself down for a little bit before you got to go think a lot.
I stumbled upon these guys. All of a sudden, I can't remember my name, but I like their show a lot. All right. What? Kurt did 1 out of 5. Okay. I bet before he listened to us, he would have gone 5 for 5. Yeah, but maybe. What do you know? Sorry about that, Kurt. Timmy, legendary rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot had a birthday this week. According to his legendary song, he likes big what and cannot lie.
He likes big butts.
I mean, come on. Get in line, pal. It's 1 to 1. This week, we celebrated National Vinyl Record Day. Sunday, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan will be at Petco. Which of them released their debut record first?
Okay, so we know the time that they first. I think it's Jason.
It is Jason Aldean. Jason's self-titled album came out in 2005. Luke's I'll Stay Me came out in 2007. I would have guessed Luke. I would have gotten it wrong.
I just feel like I can feel us playing Jason Aldean together on the radio before Luke.
Tammy, we've been together for 20-something years. We've done everything together.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
It's 2 to 1. Also, this week was National Middle Child Day. By the way, it should shock no one that I am a middle child.
Me too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
I'm the oldest child.
Ah, you can kind of tell.
Stop bossing us around.
Who's the middle child on The Simpsons, Tammy?
Even though she seems older, I miss Lisa.
Lisa's the middle child. That's right. 3-1, Tam. Marvel was fined $160,000 by the city of San Diego over a huge Avengers Doomsday ad during Comic-Con. They probably could afford it, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Who's playing Dr. Doom in the upcoming Avengers Doomsday movie?
Robert Downey Jr.
That's right. I still don't know how they're going to pull this off, but I'm sure it'll be magnificent.
Better it's, be.
Marvel knows what they're doing. I just watched that last Spider-Man movie, along with the rest of the world. They're doing okay. All right, 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Henry Winkler's parents were not supportive of his dreams until he actually made it, which is kind of sad. No, it's just really sad. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz, but had a career comeback in the 90s playing Principal Himbry from Woodsboro High School in what slasher film?
I don't know.
Woodsboro High, The Principal, The 90s, Ghostface.
Oh.
The original Scream.
And no, today, I don't know that I've actually ever seen any Scream movie all the way through. I think I've just seen little bits and pieces.
There's been 7 of them. They've done quite well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, despite Tammy not knowing that one, it still happened, and that means today we finish with a score.
What the hell do you do that for? There's lots of things you've never seen.
Can we move on? 4-1.
Help me.
Today, Kurt, you're not going to win any of Tammy's money, but we're going to get you a great prize.
We'll be seeing you at KSON's Country Christmas at Front Wave Arena on December 5th, starring Max McNown, Ian Munsick, Graham Barham, and more.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Kurt, before you leave, pal, I have to have you say this.
I'm Kurt and Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tickets are on sale this morning for KSON Country Christmas. Max McNown's going to be there. Ian Munsick's going to be there. Graham Barham, and now our newest act, Blake Whiten. That show's in December. Front Wave Arena, Oceanside. Tickets go on sale this morning, and y'all are swooning for Max McNown.
Hello, this is Max McNown.
Hi, Max. How's the wife? How's the dog?
Oh, they're great. They're great. The dog is such, just story is such a joy.
Max McNown, part of our KSON Country Christmas, which we're stoked about. Max, I don't mean to lecture, but I'm a bit older than you.
Oh, so, boy.
Well, you know, Tammy congratulated you on the wife and the dog, and you said, yeah, we just love having the dog with us.
My God.
No, I'm just playing. Oh, what I really want to say is there anything better, and I'm being sincere when I say, is there anything better than the unconditional love of a dog?
No, I truly, especially when you have a dog from a young age and they are a wonderful dog and they just give you so much joy constantly for, you know, however long they live, it's the most difficult goodbye. I always say, you know, like men, for example, that don't cry a lot, if they lose their dog,
yeah,
they're going to cry. I thoroughly believe that a dog's unconditional love is really difficult to replace by any human.
I think it's safe to say if you're with somebody and their dog dies and they don't cry, leave that person.
Yeah, head for the hills.
So speaking of heading for the hills, Max McNown is our guest. Yeah. Doing some homework on you, Max. We know that you're from Oregon and then you moved to Southern California. But Max, I recently, for the first time, visited Oregon and specifically an area where you're from, the Willamette Valley.
Yes. That is what the Oregonians call it. Technically, my grandma always told me this, it's technically Willamette.
Willamette.
But I say Willamette and you can say Willamette.
Okay, well, having gone there and not having any idea what it was like before, I have to ask you a serious question, and I'm not trying to be a smart ass because we do live in America's finest city, but why would you leave there? It's so flipping beautiful, dude.
Yeah, it is. And every time I go back, I've now introduced my band and crew to the beauties of Oregon because I think it's extremely underrated. The reason I came down to Southern California was kind of a change of scenery at the time. My brother was in the midst of year 3 or 4 of battling cancer, and it was really heavy in the household. Aww. And I was 21, and so oldest brother JJ just had a really important and meaningful conversation with me when I was struggling. And he just told me, like, hey, you are 21 and you haven't left the house yet. Like, go and experience something. Don't feel like you're chained to this. And I just took kind of a chance and moved to Southern California purely just to kind of breathe. Southern California started my entire musical career just on the pier of San Clemente. And actually, y'all's station specifically is what myself and my aunt and uncle who live in San Clemente listen to. And so when I was starting my career, they used to tell me that someday I'll make it to KSON.
Oh my God.
Dude, Max, we got to lead with that next time. That's the best story ever. Do you know what an honor it is when Tam and I get, you know, young people that come to us who are now like driving and shaving and maybe getting married who say, I grew up listening to you and we don't feel old. We feel honored. Like, thank you for letting us be a part of your life. And dude,
of course.
You're Max McNown, man. You're about to help go sell out our KSON Country Christmas, and you're saying thank you. I mean, that's crazy. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. Another reason to get your KSON Country Christmas tickets when they go on sale today. Front Wave Arena, Oceanside. We've got Max, who you're obviously listening to right now. Ian Munsick, Graham Barham, and we just added Blake Whiten to the lineup. Up-and-coming TikTok sensation, KSON.com. We got more with Max coming up. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. Max McNown, I'm pretty sure, just gave KSON credit for his career. More on that in just a minute, but we want to remind you that tickets for KSON Country Christmas with Max McNown, Ian Munsick, Graham Barham, and the just announced Blake Whiten, all part of that lineup. More to come still. You can get your tickets today at KSON.com. All right, Max McNown, tell us how KSON was instrumental into getting Max McNown into, you know, the guy he is today.
I'm being truly honest with it. That's the station that at the beginning of my career, when they would just say, like, how cool would it be someday? And so when I saw KSON as the interview today, I was like, I can't wait to talk to them.
So great, dude. Thank
Max,
you.
I have to say, your Aunt Tammy and Uncle John are so proud of you, young man.
God.
I have several aunts and uncles in Southern California.
Yes.
That's good.
Max, so dumb. I was like, what? Wait a second. You know Max's uncle and aunt?
No, I'm talking about us.
I know. Well, now I figured it out, but I was like, how does she know them?
Yeah, they happen to have the same names. It's really, it's a wild
it's
coincidence.
Strange. And you know what else? They also host a morning show, John.
It's so
very
cool.
Weird.
Yeah.
apparently.
Having a blast talking to Max McNown. He is our headliner for KSON Country Christmas. Max, cannot wait until December. Can't get here soon enough.
So excited.
Good.
It's also my favorite time of year. And it's not just because my middle name is Winter. I just love the entire season.
In that case, let's bring it, man.
Okay, I love that.
Max, have a wonderful rest of your summer and take care of yourself. Our best to your wife, to your pup. We'll see you in the winter, my brother. We're big fans, pal. You're loved in San Diego.
It's mutual. Thank you so much. This was very pleasant.
You bet. Make sure that you tell your wife hello. We can't wait to meet her. Give her a hug. But I also want you to go to Stormy and go, oh, who's a good girl? Who's a good girl? Yes, Aunt Tammy says hi.
Right next to me.
Is she?
story, and Tammy says hi. Did
oh,
you hear that?
Hi, baby. Oh, who's a good girl?
She's sleeping on the couch. Thank you guys so much.
Make sure you let everybody know that you talked to your favorite Aunt Tammy today. Oh, and your favorite Uncle John.
My favorite California station.
Oh, Max, get over here, kid. Let me give you a dollar.
Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock this morning at KSON.com. It is Max McNown, Ian Munsick, Graham Barham, and Blake Whiten. All part of this show that you're going to want to be at, because I really, really think this is going to sell out and sell out fast.
They always have. KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. I kind of felt bad this week. I went to go see Spider-Man 3, and I complained about children who were too small to understand the movie being there, not because they didn't have the right to see Spider-Man, but because their parents thought they had the right to see Spider-Man and to openly speak to them about what they were not understanding in the movie out loud in a crowded theater with adults. Go to the movie that is designated for kids and for people to run around and new parents. That's the movie that toddlers should be in. I'm sorry. I stand by it.
You know, I understand. And it's a very long movie, almost 3 hours. That's way too much to expect of a little tiny person.
And a complicated plot line. It's a lot more than Spider-Man flying around New York City on a cool spider web. By the way, awesome scenes.
It could have been worse, and I'm going to tell you why. Because this was just all over social media. A woman who was going to the movies in Utah. First of all, she went to go to her seat, and there were two elderly women in the spot that she had bought the tickets for.
Now, this
right?
is very common, I heard. By the way, a lot of people of a certain age don't go to the movies a lot anymore, and a lot of them haven't been to the movies since they started all theaters reserve seating.
Right. And the woman said, you know what? Whatever. It wasn't crowded at all. I'll just move to a different seat.
I had this exact same thing happen to me a couple weeks ago. Yes. I felt so bad. I'm like, I'll let it go.
Right. So she's like, whatever, no big deal. However, once the movie started, the older woman and her companion started yapping. One of the women had her dog with them, who would whine and jump on the seats.
Oh, dear God.
And this is what it sounded like. When you hear talking, that's not the movie. That's the women in the seats. And then at the end of this piece of audio, she's yelling at the dog to stop, who's jumping all around.
They were, the mother brings the house down.
Oh, come on. And that's not true.
My family. Oh, yeah.
Don't take it out on the street. Stop. Stop.
Hi, God. It's me, John. Been a while. I apologize for that, but I want to thank you. Yeah. I don't do this enough. I want to thank. Am I asking for anything?
Okay.
I want to thank you for sparing me sitting next to those women. I would have exploded. Oh my God, I would have gone crazy.
I mean,
why? You know what? Every once in a while when the trailers are going, they show all the commercials for the crap you can buy in the lobby, and then they say silence your phones, and you say to yourself, man, after all these years, why do they keep saying that? Because they still have to. I would love to be able to back up my talk with some walk, but normally I wait for somebody else to tell them to shush.
Yeah.
I do. I just am so worried that someone's going to know who I am because of the job that we have. And all of a sudden, there's John and Tammy, all crazy, in a rage, probably on drugs.
Oh, my God. Wow. You're really where, going off
it's
the
a,
rails.
You know, it's a gateway. It's a gateway offense. People talking in the movie instantly catapults you into being a rabid drug abuser. So stop talking in the theater then. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Going to Fallbrook. Good morning, Guillermo.
Hey, good morning.
Would you do me a favor, pal, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please go take a break?
You bet. Good luck.
Guillermo, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. 5 San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also have to remind you, buddy, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
The Kansas City Chiefs held their first press conference of the NFL preseason, and the first question that Travis Kelce was asked was not about football, but about his new bride. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
A new parent survey says this doll, who Margot Robbie played in a movie a few years ago, is the favorite character of girls ages 3 to 8. Who's the doll?
I don't know.
This week was National Middle Child Day. What was the name of the Frankie Muniz comedy that follows a dysfunctional working class family where Frankie plays the middle kid and a pre-Breaking Bad Bryan Cranston stars as the goofy dad?
Malcolm in the Middle.
A list of songs from the 90s that still hold up today includes Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. That song, along with other Garth classics like Unanswered Prayers and The Thunder Rolls, are all on the same legendary album. Is it No Fences, Rope in the Wind, or the self-titled Garth Brooks album?
The self-titled Garth Brooks album.
And finally, a movie theater in Canada did not get posters for Spider-Man Brand New Day, so an employee drew one, and it's pretty amazing. This is the fourth time Tom Holland has played Spider-Man in his own movie. His first run as Spidey was in Spider-Man Homecoming. Playing the villain in that movie, the Vulture, was this Oscar-nominated actor who's best known for playing a superhero and a sleazy ghost. Who's the actor?
Superhero and sleazy ghost. I don't know.
That's all right, dude. Let's get Tam back in. Guillermo, what's your weekend looking like?
Oh, it just worked.
Guillermo did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs held their first press conference of the NFL preseason, and the first question that Travis Kelce was asked about was not about football, but about his new bride. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, maybe you heard. Hey, you know what? Listen, I love love, and I'm a Swiftie. I don't care. But when you're at an NFL press conference, yeah, and the first question you ask is about that, you're not allowed to be at the NFL press conference anymore.
Agreed.
I'm serious, man. You got a job.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. 1-1. Time and place for everything, right, Tam?
Exactly.
Thank you. A new survey says this doll, who Margot Robbie played in a movie a few years ago, is the favorite doll character of girls ages 3 to 8. Who's the doll?
Barbie.
Barbie. Still. Guillermo did not know. 2-1, Tam. This week was National Middle Child Day. What was the name of the Frankie Muniz comedy that follows a dysfunctional working class family? Frankie plays the middle kid, and a pre-Breaking Bad Bryan Cranston stars as the goofy dad.
Malcolm in the Middle.
3-2, Tammy. A list of songs from the 90s that still hold up today includes Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. That song, along with other Garth classics, Unanswered Prayers and The Thunder Rolls, are all on the same legendary album. Is it No Fences, Rope in the Wind, or the self-titled Garth Brooks album?
No Fences?
Yes. No Fences. Man, any rock bar that I went to college and that used to crank out Poison and Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses, all of a sudden they're playing this guy with starched jeans and a weird shirt and a cowboy hat. Everyone's singing every word to that song. I'm like, what's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. This is my life now. All those years ago. All right, we still on the air here?
We are, so.
Right? Okay. It's 4-2, Tammy. And finally, a movie theater in Canada did not get posters for Spider-Man Brand New Day, so an employee drew one. It's pretty funny, and it's amazing.
That's funny.
It's the fourth time Tom Holland has played Spider-Man in his own movie. His first run as Spidey in his own movie was Spider-Man Homecoming. And playing the villain, Vulture, was this Oscar-nominated actor best known for playing a superhero and a sleazy ghost. Who is the actor?
Michael Keaton.
Yes! Batman and Beetlejuice was the Vulture in the first Spider-Man with Tom Holland. Guillermo did not know. 5-2 today, the final score. What are you going to do, Guillermo, when she goes 5 for 5, bro? You know what? Take your medicine, take your prize, because it's a good one.
You are going to KSON's Country Christmas, happening at Front Wave Arena on December 5th, starring Max McNown.
Awesome.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. Stay cool up in Fallbrook. And I'm sorry, Guillermo, but I have to have you say this.
I'm Guillermo in Fallbrook, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Imagine trying to sell a guitar on Facebook Marketplace. A guy named Duckman puts a bid in for it, and when he shows up to buy it, it's actually Riley Green, whose handle on social is Duckman.
There's so many things about this story that are intriguing to me. First of all, how cool for the guy who sold the guitar that he got to sell it to Riley Green. Secondly, who would have thought Riley Green goes on Facebook Marketplace to find things?
You know what? I don't care who you are. Riley Jones, office worker, or Riley Green, you know, object of many women's lustful fantasies and country singer. You like a bargain. You know, the bigger question is, wouldn't you think Riley Green would send somebody, he's big enough now, would send somebody over to a stranger's house to pick up something he bought? But we're not talking about just anything. We're talking about a guitar. And any musician will tell you, and I can tell you this because I listen to lots of records, and I have friends who are musicians, they're not going to let somebody else pick out a guitar that they want to play.
No.
They got to pick it up first and start playing.
Yeah, it's got to be in their own hands so that they can experience it. Totally understand that. We'll share the whole story on KSON's Facebook page because when you look at Riley in this picture, if he was walking down the street, I guarantee you he wouldn't catch your attention at all. You wouldn't go, oh my God, look, it's Riley Green. He's got cargo shorts on. His hat is backwards.
He looks like any lifeguard in Del Mar.
That is 100%
true. Big, beefy, rugged. You got to have the stash.
Sure.
I swear to God, if you don't have a mustache as a lifeguard, they give you a fake one until you can grow your own. Every one of them, even the girls. It's crazy. Just joking, you're all beautiful. Anyway, yeah, this guy had the thrill of an afternoon. Here comes Riley Green, who makes this guy look as if he is stunted in growth. Yeah. Riley Green is huge.
I know he is, John.
Okay, easy.
I do.
Because you don't really see it until you see a normal, quote-unquote, normal-looking person next to him. And it's,
I saw it when he walked into our trailer at Stagecoach.
I know you did. You pretended you were in some type of trouble so he can save you.
Yes.
How did Tammy, she was just standing next to me. How did she end up tied across the railroad tracks screaming for help? It's so crazy. It happened right when Riley Green showed up. Don't mind me. I'm cracking myself up here with this scenario
with
in
visual.
My head. All of a sudden, you're in this big skirt.
Help! Riley, help me!
That's exactly what I'm picturing. Go and carry on with your day. I'm just going to go here and make up fantasies in my head.
Anyway, you can go to Facebook. We shared it on KSON and John and Tammy's Facebook page. So you can see the guy, too, who sold him the guitar. It's a great story.
I like my story better. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. This is one of those weekends that you're like, wait, what happened to the weekend? Because there's so many awesome things happening.
Oh, I know.
And because it's so fun, it's going to go even faster than a weekend usually does. That's a warning, but also that is some really heavy anticipation to the great things we've got going on this weekend.
Of course, Sunday, it's the big show. Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan. Their Double Down Tour.
Gavin Adcock and Chase Matthew are also part of that show. It's going to be a party at Petco.
And we would love for you to come party with us. You have a chance, if you don't have tickets, you have a chance to win them one more time this afternoon with Scotty K with his Know All Three. But there are bonus chances for you.
Yeah, I'm basically moving into Gas Lab this weekend. Tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4, I'm going to be at the new Cahoots location. I love that Cahoots opened up one of their locations in Gas Lab. But there's so many pet owners downtown that are like, where do I go, man? I want some really quality Cahoot stuff right there now at Gas Lamp. It's 5th and Island. I'll be there from 2 to 4, and we are giving out pairs of tickets to see Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean on their Double Down Tour, but that's not the last chance.
The final chance comes on Sunday. John and I are hosting a pre-concert party at Baja Ricks from 2 until 4. There, of course, you can win tickets. Plus, if your tickets are kind of we're going to upgrade some of you.
Maybe you'll get your tickets upgraded. Maybe you'll win tickets. Both chances are with us, and then we'll walk over to Petco and party like we should. It's really the last big show of the summer for us. Let's do it. The Double Down Tour. Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and friends with us, John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.